Hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers are fighting a desperate last stand underneath a massive steel plant in the port city of Mariupol. It's the last bit of the city that's not yet occupied by Russian forces. Those Russian troops charge into the huge network of tunnels under the plant where soldiers and civilians have been sheltering for weeks, in a vast network of bunkers. The UN has helped to evacuate some civilians, and now the wives and partners of the Ukrainian soldiers are demonstrating, urging the UN to evacuate the fighters as well as civilians. NPR's Joanna Kakissis has this report from southern Ukraine.
The 12 women huddled together, singing Ukraine's national anthem, outside a hotel in the southern city of Zaporizhia. A young woman, her brown hair in long braids, holds up a banner that reads, "Save our defenders." She tells us her name is Olha.
Our men don't have much time left. We have to do everything possible to save them. We would do it ourselves if we could.
These are the wives and partners of Ukrainian soldiers fighting to hang on to the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, the port city obliterated by Russian bombing and shelling. The UN is evacuating the civilians there, but leaving the soldiers to fight what Yaroslava Ivantsova compares to a modern-day Battle of Thermopylae.
I've heard people call our soldiers the 300. The Spartans. But right now, we don't need dead heroes. We need living heroes.
Ivantsova is tall and no nonsense. A 48-year-old grandmother with freckles and platinum blonde hair. She met her husband 30 years ago when he was a new soldier and she was a college freshman. He's Ukrainian and she was born in Russia.
I feel ashamed to admit that I was born in Russia. I don't want to be associated with this country. Look what they have done to Mariupol. I don't even talk to my relatives there.
She and her husband have 4 children and 4 grandchildren. They lived in Mariupol. He helped defend it when pro-Russian separatists attacked it in 2015. And then when Russian troops invaded in February of this year, he rushed to defend Mariupol once again. Other soldiers joined him.
They have been defending Mariupol since March 1st, when the Russian troops surrounded the city, and they've been trying to hold on.
Ivantsova says her husband wants to fight to the last bullet, and she understands that as a soldier, he signed up for this life. But she worries that if he and his fellow soldiers are captured, they will be executed. Nobody trusts the army of Vladimir Putin, she says, referring to Russia's president. He can barely honor a ceasefire. A day later, she joins the other military wives to prepare for another demonstration, urging the UN and Ukrainian authorities to get their husbands out of the steel plant. The women set up in a parking lot of a home improvement store in Zaporizhia that serves as a meeting point for displaced Ukrainians. A military wife who gives her name as Katya often comes here to welcome them. We are also very worried about the civilians who are trapped in Azovstal, she says. But someone needs to advocate for our husbands. The women even make their case to a local Greek Catholic priest and ask him, can the Pope help? They have heard that the fighting at the Azovstal plant keeps getting worse and worse. Some of the soldiers have sent goodbye messages to their partners. Olha, the young woman with the braids, she's crying. She's thinking of her fiancé.
He always asks me how I'm doing, if I need help, if he can do anything for me. And he writes very tender poems for me.
Yaroslava Ivantsova hasn't heard from her husband in days.
There is no mobile communication. I asked the girls, but absolutely no one has communication. I'm so worried. I even tried to find my anti-anxiety pills. I hid them somewhere.
As the demonstration begins, she drops her bag on the ground and clutches a handwritten banner that reads, "Save us." Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Zaporizhia, Ukraine.